Ukraine security issue.
On July 26, the 153rd day of Russia's full-scale war against Ukraine, the occupiers launched massive missile attacks on the Kharkiv, Mykolaiv, Odessa and Dnipropetrovsk regions. Mayor of Kharkiv Igor Terekhov said that the Russian shells hit the central part of the city. The occupiers shelled several districts in the Dnipropetrovsk region. About 100 projectiles were fired from multiple rocket launchers at the city of Nikopol alone. Russian shells damaged more than a dozen private houses, a gas pipeline and a water supply. Three schools and parts of a railway track were destroyed. There are dead ones and wounded. Russian troops launched a massive missile strike in the south of Ukraine. In the city of Mykolaiv, they hit the infrastructure of the port, a car market and the damaged houses in the suburbs. In Odessa, as a result of a Russian missile attack, at least two people were injured. The occupiers struck private buildings and villages on the Black Sea coast with strategic bombers. Attacks on peaceful Ukrainian cities are carried out by the aggressor's troops from the territory of Russia, temporarily occupied Ukrainian regions and from the waters of the seas. The press service of the Ukrainian Navy reported that as of July 26 in the Black Sea, Russia has been ready to attack from two Caliber sea-based cruise missile carriers in the Caspian Sea, from five Caliber operational tactical missile carriers and two missile cruisers. The occupiers keep above seven more ships to control maritime communications in the Sea of Azov. Russian troops use various types of munition and explosive objects, in particular mines with motion sensors. They are most often found by Ukrainian pyrotechnicians in the territories liberated from the occupiers, said Sergei Reva, the head of the Pyrotechnic Work Organization Department of the State Emergency Service of Ukraine.
Росіяни використовують такі міни з сенсорними датчиками руху. Коли ви до них підходите, вони можуть спрацювати.
The Russians use mines with motion sensors. When you approach them, they can explode even from the vibrations of your movement. The mines that we can encounter most often and that remain in our land after enemy has left are anti-personnel mines, grenades and of course the dangerous cluster elements with which the Russians are now shelling our cities and villages, said Сергій Рєва. According to the information of the Ukrainian General Staff, in the Donetsk region, the occupiers are trying to improve their tactical position and create positions for an attack on the cities of Siversk and Soledar. Russian units replenish stocks of munition and fuel. In the Bakhmut and Kramatorsk direction, the occupiers fired from barreled rocket artillery from airplanes near the town of Soledar and near the Vuhlehirsk thermal power plant. Ukrainian troops repelled several Russian assaults, repulsed enemy, inflicting losses on him. In the Zaporizhia and Kherson regions, the occupiers are fortifying their positions waiting for the counter-offensive of the Ukrainian army. The press service of the South Operative Command reported that on Tuesday the Ukrainian armed forces destroyed the command post, the enemy's munition depot and eliminated 48 Russian soldiers and their military equipment in the Kherson region. The total losses of the occupiers on Monday are 170 killed and 30 units of combat and special equipment were destroyed. Meanwhile, in the temporarily occupied Ukrainian territories, the Russian authorities are preparing to hold so-called referendums on their accession to Russia. The Ukrainian Security Service has collected data that Russia plans to use the pro-Russian organization Donetsk Republic for this purpose. This organization has more than 1,000 so-called activists who agitate the population of occupied Donbas daily. They have an army of bloggers and media that zombify more than 50 million viewers from Russia and eastern Ukraine with propaganda. The occupiers also plan to create an extensive network of propagandists and instigators for a pseudo-referendum in the Kherson, Kharkiv, Zaporizhia and Dnipropetrovsk regions. They have already an appeal allegedly from local air residents to authorities of the occupation administration about joining their regions to Russia. The Ukrainian Security Service has several documents that confirm this. The SBU also found t-shirts of the Donetsk Republic organization with the inscription Big Russia and a map of the Russian Federation, which includes the territories of Ukraine, Eastern Europe and American Alaska. In addition to the war in Ukraine, Russia is resorting to a gas war with Europe, in particular Gazprom reduced gas supply through Nord Stream 1. On Sunday, without any warning, the Russian supplier increased the pressure on the main gas pipeline Urengoy-Pamara-Uzhgorod on the section of the Ukrainian-Russian border. According to Sergei Makagon, the head of the Ukrainian gas transport system, untimely submission of information about switching and changing modes can lead to extraordinary situations and accidents on the main gas pipeline.
Зважаючи на те, що зараз відбувається на нашому військовому фронті, зважаючи на те, як себе Росія поводить в Європі, як ви знаєте, вони скоротили постачання газу.
We are considering what is happening now on the military front and how Russia behaves in Europe. Gazprom has reduced gas supply on Nord Stream 1. The reason for this decrease is unclear. They explained that some turbine needs to be repaired. We understand that these are artificial demands. Gazprom has no technical problems with Nord Stream 1. They don't want to supply gas to Europe, so when we see such behavior of Gazprom toward our gas system, we are worried that such actions can lead to technical problems, said Sergei Makagon. President Putin's gas war against Europe is a direct continuation of his war against Ukraine. Putin will use any dependence of Europe on Russia to destroy the normal life of every European family. The only way to stop it is to retaliate and get rid of any dependence, Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba tweeted.